Texas Governor Greg Abbott is serious about enforcing the state's ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public universities, threatening to remove Texas A&M President Mark Welsh after a conservative activist claimed the university may be violating the state's DEI ban by attending a conference that only allows minorities to participate. Christopher Rufo, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, shared this email screenshot on X. The email was sent by a representative from Mays Business School, inviting Texas A&M to attend an annual conference put on by the PhD Project. The next screenshot Rufo shared was about the PhD Project's requirements for people attending. Who can apply? To be eligible for the annual conference, you must identify as Black, African American, Latinx, Hispanic American, or Native American Canadian Indigenous. Responding to an X user who asked if Texas is going to put up with this, Governor Abbott responded, "Hell no. It's against Texas law and violates the U.S. Constitution. It will be fixed immediately or the president will soon be gone." Texas A&M's president responded to the claims that the university could be breaking the law. Welsh writing in a statement, "Texas A&M does not support any organization, conference, process, or activity that excludes people based on race, creed, gender, age, or any other discriminating factor." Senate Bill 17 went into effect in 2024. The law bans universities from having DEI offices, requiring DEI statements or trainings, or giving any preferential treatment on the basis of race, sex, color, or ethnicity. But there is some gray area in the state law. It allows some DEI-related activities, like for recruitment and research purposes. So Texas A&M's legal counsel felt this PhD project conference fell under that exemption. But Welsh confirmed the university will not be participating, though they did participate in years past prior to the DEI ban taking effect. After this public controversy between the state governor and university president, other universities have also said they won't be attending the conference, including the UT system, University of North Texas, and Texas Tech.